Episode 1661, What is Keeping You Stuck?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday. It is time to what? Get your joy on. Yes. Jump up. Get your heart pumping. Because you know what? What is keeping you stuck? Why are you where you are today that you were yesterday or the day before? Why have you not reached further than you really want to? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. I know it's a hard way to get up on a Monday and feel like, oh my gosh, I'm stuck already. Maybe you're already stuck because you've hit the snooze button so many times because you didn't feel like you had what it takes to get you to where you're going. When you want to move forward and chasing your dream, what is keeping you stuck? Part of living the life you love, both personally and professionally, requires confidence. The confidence that keeps you going when you don't feel like it. The confidence that stimulates creativity and productivity. The confidence that radiates brighter than a lighthouse on the darkest night. When you want to do something specifically that tends to require your knowledge, you want to have that confidence, that certainty, the belief in your ability. But when you wake up in the morning, and you're like, oh, I'm just not feeling it. What do? You roll over and hit snooze. You do everything against what you feel like you should be doing. It's a tug of war with your heart and your mind. However, when you question or second guess yourself, right, what happens? That confidence begins to waver. You're like, yeah, I got to have it, but I don't. Yeah, I want to be there, but I don't. And what happens? You get stuck. S-T-U-C-K, you get stuck. S-T-U-C-K, you get stuck. That's a cheer that happens. The little, you know, hey, I'm not confident devil sitting on your shoulder going, ha ha, you're stuck. What's keeping you stuck? A lack of confidence. You've been robbed of your confidence. So how do you begin to find and to build confidence? Well, confidence is not something that you create. It is experienced and it's given. Through your life's journey, you gather experiences and circumstances. You go through situations that impact how you see yourself. Have you ever gone into the dressing room, the fitting room? And they have all those different types of mirrors. They have some that kind of stretch you out. So no matter what you put on, you look really good. But then you have those mirrors that, well, the store doesn't spend that extra money to stretch you out. And it kind of gives you this oompa loompa look. And if you're in great shape, then you never have an oompa loompa look. But I got that oompa loompa look. And man, I look at that mirror and I'm like, oh my gosh. And no matter what you put on, you're like, why did I even come today? Where does your confidence go? It's tanked, right? You don't have it. So you have to begin to find and to build that confidence. And you can't look to your accomplishments. You can't look at your trophies that you've won over the past umpteen years. You can't look at your titles, your careers. You can't even look to your children or even your spouse. It's in all these things and people we don't have control over, right? We don't control whether or not we can get that trophy. We don't control how our spouse sees us. When we take all of that away, what do we have left? Nothing but a flawed system that fails us. It fails you. It fails me. And when we're failed, what happens then? There's no confidence. Oh my goodness, I'm not going anywhere today. This is not a great way to start out the week. Confidence doesn't come from the scraps of this world. Confidence can't be made up by the reactions of the world. nor can it be found in the stuff that you do. Confidence is to know. It's the certainty of. In order for you to live out God's purpose for your life, it's to know where your confidence comes from. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. To know, K-N-O-W. Your confidence comes from God. Your focus has to shift from the world to your Lord. When you're searching for lies that gives you truth, it robs your very well-being of who you are. Truth is found in your Creator. So to know is to be certain. To know is to be known. That's confidence. So let's break it down. K-N-O-W. Number one, know whose you are. You are a child of God. No one can ever take that away from you. Psalm 16 verse 8 says, I have set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. To know your confidence is to know whose you are. Number two, nimble in mind, quick and alert, discerning and wise. Proverbs 16, verses 20 through 21, whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. The wise in heart are called discerning, and gracious words promote instruction. Nimble in mind, quick and alert, discerning and wise. Confidence to know. I love this one too, Proverbs 13, verse 20, walk with the wise and become wise. The world is not wise. Continue walking with the world and what's going to happen with your confidence? It's going to tank over time. It may give you confidence for what? A brief moment. It will be that mirror that stretches you out that makes you look so good. But as soon as you run into that Oompa Loompa mirror, you're not going to look so good. And you're not going to have the confidence to what? Keep moving forward and you will become stuck again. Confidence, the certainty of, is to know. Know whose you are. Nimble in mind. Number three, own what you can control. Don't overthink your capabilities. If God gave you the desire, he will prepare you and the way. Plus, don't worry about someone else's trash or their perceived truth. When we put all of our eggs in someone else's basket, what are you left holding? Nothing. Own what you can control. Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. To know. The certainty of, the confidence. Where are you putting your confidence? Is your confidence being held by someone else? And I know this is tough to think about, but if you want to get to where you know that God is leading you, you can't get stuck in the quicksand. You can't let someone else have control. You have to know. And finally, number four, W, wonderment of a child. This is your childlike faith, to walk by faith. Matthew 18, verse 3 says, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Childlike faith. Believing before it happens, before you actually see it, before you can visually, tangibly touch it and hold it. Wonderment of a child, that childlike faith. If you're chasing your dream, maybe you're finishing your schooling, writing a book, being the best mom possible, leading your church, whatever it is, your confidence is to know the truth that withstands all the lies of the world. Don't wait for perfection. God will provide the imperfection to build your dream. What are you chasing today? What do you hope to do? What living legacy are you wanting for your life right now? When you create your now, what is that? You don't have yesterday, it's gone. It's finished. You're not guaranteed tomorrow, so you have today to create your now. What is that dream? What steps do you need to take today? And it may not be multiple steps. Maybe it's just multiple steps as in, I got to get up, brush my teeth, go to the bathroom. I got to take care of my children, love on my children. So I can what? Reset my mind and be ready for whatever the one next step is. Writing 500 words. Reading a chapter in a book that you were told to read because that's what you need right now in your marriage. But you've been putting it off. Excuses after excuses. You're like, oh, I don't think this can really happen or make a difference. What do you need to do today? The one step. You got to take aim. If you're like, I don't know, right? I don't know. Then there's that big question mark as to confidence. I don't have that belief within myself. I pause too often. I talk myself out of doing the next step, the one step that leads to miles of greatness. It's just one step. When Jesus walked the earth, it was one step at a time that he told of the greatness of God in heaven and that they could have eternal life. It was one step. He didn't take it miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles a day. It was one step to the next person that he met on the road in the town. What is it for you? If you're wondering, I don't know, I can't carry this belief torch. I want to come beside you and champion beside you in your journey. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Let's have a chat as to where you are right now. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's figure out what that next step is. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. Don't wait for perfection. I've been there. I've been doing that. I have kicked myself over and over again. There is so much going on right now in my life, with my family, with my business. We're planning a wedding. Are you kidding me? And it's not like it's that big of a deal, but when it's your daughter who's getting married, it's that big of a deal because it's the female. Now, if it was the male, one of my sons, I may not be there, but man, my daughter, she gets under my skin. And where do you think my confidence goes? I've planned a few weddings. I've done some major events in life and planned them. And she makes me question everything that I think I know. There's so much happening. And I'm always waiting that, okay, I need this much time. I need this much space to get all of this done. I want to make sure that I have X, Y, and Z completed before I release AIM to you all. Why? Because I personally have an expectation. And if I can't live up to that expectation, then what will people think when I fail? When I fall on my face, if something isn't right, it's holding me back. I am stuck. Why? Because I lack confidence. I forget whose I am. Who do I belong to? Where am I headed? Am I nimble in mind? Am I owning what I can control, not what somebody else is? Am I putting all my eggs in someone else's basket? And am I walking by the childlike faith that I should be? You see, I struggle with this too. Confidence doesn't come from what you have. Confidence comes in what is given. God will provide the imperfection to build your dream. Don't wait for perfection. Take aim today. Action builds confidence. May God bless you this week in all the steps that you take that's going to lead you to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.